Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Welcome back to the show, champion Sam Crowley, your humble host of the longest running motivational podcast on the planet, bar none. It's amazing to have you here today. Had a great conversation. Last night, I was outside throwing the proverbial tennis ball to my border collies, Lucy and Ginger. Five-year-old border collies, they got more energy than the Tasmanian devil. I mean, these dogs are just ridiculous, man. You could run a border collie for 8 hours straight and go inside and come out 5 minutes later and be like, come on, let's go. What if, like, human beings had that energy? Wouldn't it be crazy? How much would we get done? Like, they are so task-oriented, border collies. They're like, they are the smartest dog there is, which is ironic that I have them as pets. And by the way, I have them. My daughters rarely give them any exercise. So if it wasn't for me, these dogs would be like in the fetal position, just crying every day. So anyway, throwing the old tennis ball as I typically do last night. It's dark early though now. It's October 20th, now to 21st is today. And, you know, it's like 7 o'clock. It's pitch black dark, which is kind of depressing because now we're coming into the cold. Shocker, right? It's been happening that way for 47 years, at least in my life. And probably a billion years. It gets cold, you know, coming into November in the Midwest and the Northeast, but yet people are still like, phew, sure is cold today. Yeah, it's been doing that for a while. So my neighbor, Scott, hey, Scott, I yelled across the driveway. Hey, what's going on, Scott? Great guy. They take our girls to school in the morning. We pick up their kid at the afternoon. That's kind of the old carpool thing. So we get talking, and there's a house for sale in our neighborhood, and it's been a rental now, which is a big source of contention for people in the HOA, the Homeowners Association, which yours truly is a trustee. So you're listening to royalty. Yes, I'm a trustee on the board of the HOA, which gets me $25 off my quarterly dues for all the value that I bring to the HOA, which is, I'm not sure I've ever actually had an original idea, but I try to get that $25 off. So he's talking about the house for sale and blah, blah, blah. And he said, man, my father-in-law is crazy. You'd like him. Which I don't know if that was a compliment or a shot. He's like, he's nuts. He reminds me a lot of you. So I'm like, okay, I take that as actually as a compliment. All right. Somebody calls you crazy. Remember, abnormal stands for above normal, as we say in the intro. And I'm in the interesting business. So I'm sorry. I like to keep things interesting. So I'm talking to Scott, and he's like, yeah, you know, my father-in-law, he's nutty. He's into this. He's into that. Complete full-blown entrepreneur. He's nuts. He's talking about maybe flipping that house behind you that's for sale now, that the renters are out. And he thinks he can get it for $300,000 and maybe flip it for $350,000 and all this stuff. So I was like, wow, that's actually quite interesting. You're right, to me. Although I got a lot going on right now, I'm not sure I'm actually into flipping houses in my neighborhood. But he goes, yeah, you know, he's nuts. He kept, you know, he referred to like three or four. He's nuts like you. I go, well, you know, I go, hey, man, you can't be afraid to go broke. He goes, I don't want to go broke. I'm happy what I do. School teacher. I've got my father's genes, my grandfather's genes. We play it safe. We're conservative. We're not crazy entrepreneurs like Sam Crowley. I'm like, hey, that's fine, man. Hey, look, the world's got to balance out. You know, you got nutty people. You got people playing it safe. That's how the world stays balanced. We need people like you, Scott. I go, by the way, did you ever go to that Quiznos in downtown Loveland? He goes, I go, you remember that Quiznos in downtown Loveland back 10 years ago? He goes, yeah. Yeah, he's going. I go, yeah, I owned that. He said, what? I go, yeah. And I just started laughing because I thought how crazy that statement was. He just got done telling me how crazy I was. And then I said, do you remember that Quiznos that used to be in downtown Loveland? Yeah, yeah, I owned that. He goes, what do you mean you owned it? I go, I owned it. He goes, I used to go in there. I said, well, I probably waited on you. Did you notice a guy that couldn't say his R's properly? That was my manager that helped me run it into the ground, and I went broke and lost. I go, yeah, I lost $300,000 in that deal. Wasn't a good time, man. I said, I kind of knew, and he's looking at me like, what in the Just when I thought you were nuts, completely out of your mind, you throw me another curveball. What do you mean you used to own the Quiznos downtown Loveland? I go, yeah, man. I bought it in January, closed it in September, went right down into the ground. I said, he goes, when'd you know that it was, he goes, when'd you know that you were kind of, you know, losing and you were going to just close it up? I said, well, when my manager, Jamie, called and asked me, he said, hey, boss, like I stopped going into work. So I goes, what do you mean you stopped going into work? You were the owner. I said, yeah, it's probably a clear sign that things aren't really going well when the owner doesn't even want to come in anymore. So, yeah, I kind of sat home, you know, was thinking about what I was going to do, going back to a job, that type of stuff. So, yeah, my manager would call and say, hey, Sam, it's Jamie. Did you order turkey? We're out of turkey. Now, mind you, it's the number one selling sub that we had. It goes on a lot of different subs. You know, I won't name you the different Quiznos recipes right now off the top of my head. However, suffice to say, when we run out of turkey, we've pretty much shut the old engine off the train. I go, yeah, you know what, Jamie? I didn't really order turkey last week to come in on the truck today. So I'll tell you what, buddy. Why don't we run a special on veggie subs this week and see if we can't blow some of those out? You know, let's say we've been selling so much that I'm thinking about how stupid this was. And you could hear it in his voice. He's like, oh, boy, you didn't order turkey. I go, you know what you can do? Run down to Kroger and buy a few pounds of it. They won't tell the difference. He's like, yeah, okay. So we're going to now just kind of buy turkey from Kroger and put it on our sub. I said, absolutely, buddy, absolutely. And he said, what about bread? You think we need bread? I go, yeah, wouldn't be a bad idea to have some old bread in the sub shop. Why, are we down? Are we low on that again? He's like, yeah, we don't really have any white left. Got a couple loaves of wheat. I go, you know what, buddy? We haven't been selling enough of that ciabatta. So why don't we focus on, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal, Jamie. Let's do this, all right? Let's put some signs on the window and let's rally around veggie subs on ciabatta bread. And he's like, that sounds disgusting. I said, absolutely, buddy. But you know what? It's a good profit maker for us, and we got to get some people in the old land of love healthy again. So enough of the turkey. I don't even care if we run out of ham. Reheat some of that broccoli and cheese soup, and let's fire out some veggie subs on ciabatta. And that was about the last conversation I had with my manager before the ship sank into the ocean and took on so much water that there was no getting out. Everybody went down with the ship. Some people scurried out beforehand before it got really bad. Some people just thought it was normal that we weren't actually, you know, selling turkey anymore as part of our menu items. And old corporate didn't take a liking too much to it either, because the sales kind of went down, as you can imagine, when you take out 80% of your revenue in meat and bread, that they're not going to be too happy either. I don't even recall, quite honestly. I'm not even sure. I don't even know, like, the day I finally closed. I just literally, like, they talk about people that go into foreclosure, they leave the keys on the counter and they walk away from the home. It's kind of what I did with the shop. Left the keys there, took the cash out of the register, which would, whatever was left in there. I think it was enough for my wife and I to go on a nice date right before I went bankrupt. And that was it, and closed the chapter of my life. So I was telling Scott the story, and he's looking at me like, wow, are you okay? Like, you need to be on some sort of medication. And that's not any different than the look I normally get from people. And I actually quite enjoy getting that look. And I was talking to another buddy of mine yesterday on the telephone. And he's like, I saw that Instagram video you posted where you're running on the treadmill when you have it all the way up to 15. And I'm thinking, this guy's got to get out a little bit more, because now he's shooting treadmill videos in hotels. Because I was in Orlando speaking at an event this past weekend, and I did. I shot a video of me running. I turned the treadmill all the way up to max, which was 15 miles an hour, and started running my ass off as fast as I could. Everything was shaking. The treadmill was shaking. The phone was shaking. I was shaking. The room was shaking, and you can tell on the video. And it was hilarious. It was 15 seconds of a 47-year-old running as fast as he could. But the whole point of that was, I could run that fast at the age of 47, and quite honestly, I could have run a lot longer than the video, but I had to shut the video down. I wouldn't recommend going 15 miles an hour on the treadmill and then jumping off and then jumping back on. And there was people in there that were watching me do all of these histrionics, and they were looking at me again like Scott was, like this guy needs something, he's just, you know, he's crazy. And that's what it's like to have fun in life, because, you know, it's time to close the door on things that aren't working for you, you know? I'm not encouraging you to go lose 300 grand. Heck, I'm not even encouraging you to buy a Quiznos, all right? What I'm encouraging you to do is close the door on things that aren't working, because I'm going to tell you, whatever you think your worst day in life is going to be, it's not really going to be that bad, you know? It just isn't going to be that bad. Like, I walked away from that store. Of course I felt like a complete loser, all right? I'm not saying I didn't. And at the time, of course, it felt like I had this big gaping hole in my bank account and really in my pride more than anything. And look, imagine having to then go back to a job where you just left 3 months ago telling people you're going to make something of yourself. You're going to go make every day Saturday. You give up $110,000 salary and the stock options and all that stuff, the health insurance. And then you got to come back with your tail between your legs. Look, that's the worst thing that could have possibly happened. And here I am. 10 years later, still living in the same house, nice home, you know, same neighborhood. We bought the house when I got the big promotion in 2004, managed to hang on to it. Kids are healthy. Susan's healthy, our miracle baby. Life's pretty damn good, man. I'm recording this podcast that I didn't even have 10 years ago when I was going through all this stuff. So I'm here to tell you, it's time to close the door on the chapter of your life that really isn't working. And it's okay to laugh a little bit. And it might be difficult, like whenever you're in the process, it's difficult to embrace it. It's difficult to look down and laugh because you're still on the bottom rung of the ladder. It's when you start to climb up the second, third, fourth rung and you look down and you're able to laugh and look back and say, geez, that was stupid. What a lot of fun. And the lesson that you learn, you know, the lesson, oh my God, the lessons I learned from buying a franchise, I'm never going to buy a franchise again. Are you kidding me? That's the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. And I'll never do it again. I don't care. I don't normally speak in absolutes like never and always and things like that. I can honestly tell you that I do not foresee myself ever buying a franchise again, okay? I like the solopreneur lifestyle. I can move quickly with my own ideas. I don't need to ask permission. My God, I didn't even realize when you buy a franchise, you might as well be going into a job. I mean, you've got to sell the, you got to buy the food they tell you to buy. You got to buy the, you know, you got to dress the way they tell you to dress. You got to give them 6% royalty. The store needs to look right. I used to have these stiffs from corporate Quiznos come in, and they would give me the old, it was like internal affairs showing up. They give me the old review. Ooh, your signage looks a little out of date. Your Italian dressing needs to be, you know, facing the left, not the right. I'm like, are you kidding me? Get out of here. My God, I'm an entrepreneur for crying out loud. I am my own boss. The last thing I need is you coming in my store giving me advice. I mean, I bought freedom, man. I didn't buy another job. At least I didn't think I did. But I guess based on you showing up, oh, hey, you need to order your Quiznos polo shirts from the catalog. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. This is not entrepreneurship, okay? Now, here's the good news. Back then, Quiznos was the third fastest growing franchise behind Subway and Curves for Women. And I don't even know if Quiznos is still in business, to be honest with you. I know they closed hundreds, if not thousands of stores around the country for a lot of reasons why. And this isn't a knock on Quiznos. It's just my experience with them. A lot of people did pretty good, I'm guessing. However, I bought myself a job. And if you can't take orders, don't buy a franchise. Because the good news is the people that own the franchises, they built the model. They've proven that it can work. They're plugging you into their system. The bad news is they're plugging you into their system. And anytime you didn't create the rules, you got to follow them to somebody else. So I'm not saying franchises are bad. I'm not talking about it in absolutes like every one of them is bad. I'm saying for me, I don't see myself ever going down that road again. I love the fact that you can build a business on the internet. You can build a business offline. You can do whatever the hell it is you want to do. But you, one thing you got to do is close the chapter of the book that isn't working, open up a new book, and blaze the new trail. You know, get moving, create some sort of momentum. Remember, it's easier to create and way more fun to create than it is to maintain. All right? It's way more fun to create than it is to maintain. There's going to be some heartache, of course. Yes, 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 yes. Isn't there heartache going to a job, though? Isn't there a heartache following orders from other people? Isn't there heartache waking up in the morning thinking you have very little freedom compared to other people out there that are creating? Isn't there heartache? in regret, knowing that, wow, I didn't do that 10 years ago. Like, I never wanted to regret not owning a franchise, as stupid as that sounds. I was like, wow, this is great. 9 out of 10 of them work. Well, mine didn't work. I was the one guy. It didn't work because I didn't focus. I didn't do my due diligence. I bought on emotion. I tried to justify it later. All the things, the reasons why people fail, you tick off that list. Google, why do entrepreneurs fail? Every one of those things, buying on emotion, trying to justify it later, buying without all the information, you know, jumping, leaping, all of that stuff. I did it. Now, I've done it the same way and had success in other businesses, but I'm never going to make the same mistake twice. And I don't regret buying that Quiznos. I laughed so hard last night. Literally, it was 8 o'clock at night. I went in the house, and my wife's like, who were you talking to? What? My God, what were you laughing? I go, I was telling Scott the Quiznos story. She goes, oh, my God, he didn't know? He didn't know about you owning the Quiznos? I go, no. Now he does, though. Now he does. And I tell you what, he was laughing so hard. It was one of those things where he's like, stop, stop. Oh, my God. His eyes were watering in the driveway, pitch black dark. It's like 45 degrees out. I'm freezing. That's another thing. And we were laughing so hard. It felt good, man. Felt good to share a belly laugh in the driveway 10 years after the biggest debacle of my life, when literally I thought the sky was falling, life was over. I'm here to tell you, man, there's going to be challenges all the time. But boy, when you're in charge of your life, like when you're the conductor of that train, it's a hell of a ride, man. It is so much fun. I'm encouraging you to stay in the game. You're not going to exit the game. Just close down the part that isn't working right now and go in a different direction where you're going to have a lot more fun, where the sun is shining, and get rid of the darkness, man. You don't need to spend time in darkness, all right? Don't keep throwing money at a bad thing. Open up something new, you know? Do something different. Make sure you stay interesting, though, because when you stop becoming interesting, you just stop living. You know what I'm talking about? It's Sam Crowley. I love you, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Get out there. People are looking at you like you're crazy. That's how you know you're on your way to success. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.